The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Holy and Undivided Trinity, Amen. Please be seated. Merry Christmas. And welcome on a beautiful morning to St. Margaret's. I am dragging a little bit. We had three services last night. They went very well. But the last one gets out pretty late, and I'm the last to leave because I have to stay for the folks who are cleaning up and back and everything. And all this is to say I'm not totally awake yet, but I've had some coffee. I'm feeling good. I'm wondering if you have had the experience of being in a system that is needlessly complex. I just even the little bit of chuckling tells me the answer is yes, that you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you've ever filled out a census or your taxes, you know what it's talking about. If you've ever been to the DMV, if you've ever held a job where you have to work with other people, you have been in a system that is needlessly complex. Just before we came in, we were talking in back about the human tendency to take a very simple thing and make it complicated. We were talking about church-related things. I don't want to get too specific here, but church-related things where, like, you have things really in a place and in a style that works, and it's simple and elegant, and somebody says, I can fix that. Let's move it over here, and that way we'll have three people carry it and deliver it and hand off to each other with a little ritual and everything, and then if any of it goes wrong, we'll fret endlessly about this. People, there's something about our wiring that makes us love complexity. And one of the things that happens in a system that is unnecessarily complex is that clear, concise, sensible messages of truth have trouble getting through. This morning, this Christmas Day morning, we're given three readings, all of which are trying to convey a simple truth, but in the face of complexity. And they convey that complexity. If you look at the first reading from Isaiah, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace. And this goes on to describe the restoration of Israel after the Babylonian exile. The temple that Solomon had built has been destroyed. The Babylonians have invaded Israel, and they've taken all the Israelites captive and made them slaves and taken them away from their homes, and it's known as the Babylonian exile. And for years, they lived in a place other than their home, and so finally, God delivers them from the hands of the Babylonians. And so as the psalm says, when the Lord delivered us from Babylon back to Zion, then were we like those who dream. And this reading is about that redemption, that saving. And it's an obvious theme, okay? It's a Christmas theme. Jesus is here to save. But it's a complicated story. Likewise, in Hebrews, Paul is writing to God's people back in Israel and speaking about the succession of attempts that God has made over time to be in direct relationship to us. I'm going to take that back just a little bit. If you look at the story of Genesis, we're created, and Adam and Eve walked in the garden talking to God directly. And one succession of events after another made God further and further removed from God's people until finally God wasn't appearing in person to them at all, but sending voices, and then there was a series of kings and judges and prophets. And all of these people were simply trying to convey God's desire to be in direct relationship back to them. And it irritated God, and God said so, when the people wanted kings. Because it was an unnecessary complexity, an unnecessary middleman in the middle of a relationship. Those of you who are married, can you imagine hiring someone to be a proxy? Can you imagine a middleman in a marriage? Well, maybe. But that's not what marriage is for. It's for that direct relationship. So Paul is talking about the succession of attempts that God has made to reestablish the contact. And finally, when nothing else would work, God sent his own son. God sent his own son for that level of direct, intimate contact with us. And then finally, John's gospel. If you look at this, these are familiar words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It is no accident that the words "in the beginning" are the first words of John's gospel, as they are the first words of Genesis. They're the first words because this story is trying to convey that God was so needing to reestablish the simplicity, the clarity of the relationship and the message, that when all else failed, he sent a new Adam in the form of Jesus. And all things came into being through him, it says. So, as someone who is, as I've already admitted, pretty tired, pretty unable to keep a complex thought in my head, what is that simple message? What's it all for? All three of these readings speak of the importance of messengers. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger. And in Paul's letter to the Hebrews, I lost my place, but there we go. Jesus sustains all things by his powerful word, by his messages. And in John's gospel, Jesus came to show us the light. The light is not the light. The light is the light of love. And that is the simple message that is being conveyed today. And the rest of the year, frankly, is complexity. The simple core message of Christians around the world on this day is not some abstract idea about who God is or what God thinks, but the fact that God made and loves each of us. Armed with nothing but that knowledge, and armed with nothing but that power, and the fact that we too are created in the image and likeness of God, we are equipped to change our own lives and to make better the lives of others. we are equipped to be God's love in the world for every person that we meet. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to God, who says to Zion, your God reigns and loves you. Can you imagine today being that messenger? Can you imagine being that messenger every day? Can you imagine receiving that message? As you consider resolutions in the coming days for New Year's, that would be a good one. To be that beautiful messenger. To have beautiful feet who announces peace and says to the people announcing salvation, your God reigns and loves you and has big plans for you. Amen.